all over this building. Let's give God some praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're just talking about how to make it tangible and how to make it live, what it means to be blessed by his birth. There's so much that we can do beyond what we're already doing. And I hope and pray that when you understand just how blessed you are, that you will stretch yourself beyond where you are and watch God do some powerful things in your life. Father, we honor you and we bless you and we yet give you praise. We lift up Roger before you even now. You know his name, you know his need, you know his condition, you know the seriousness of his situation. But God, we pray that you will move by your spirit and that you will do something powerful, a miracle in his life. And thank you, dear Lord, for our investment and our involvement, that they had ATOP on their minds when they were thinking about somebody who would be a spiritual advisor. And so now, God, we pray that even as we have gathered in this place, thinking about what we can do and how we can do it and what we can give and what we can say, God, help us to help those that really stand in need of help. We're not so much interested in just putting another present under the tree, but, oh, God, put it in our hearts and our minds that we're blessed by your birth. And that we need to be engaged in a deeper sense of ministry to help somebody else. So we love you today. We honor you and we thank you now for being our God. Thank you, dear Lord, for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you will do. In Jesus' name we pray. And those who love God said amen. Come on, put those blessed hands together all over this building. And give God praise. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say glory to God. Somebody say thank you, Lord. Officers, won't you come and stand with me? Congregation, just remain standing for a few minutes. I know you've already been praying. I know you've already been seeking the face of God. And what God is saying through the Spirit today, that you can be engaged even to a deeper place of involvement by helping and assisting through the ministries that we've already lifted up, the feeding program, vouchers for the vulnerable, also with our Angel Tree ministry, and then as well with helping and assisting to push our numbers even higher. We run out of food when we're out there every fourth Sunday, but I believe we can go even up to 500-600 and feeding them fresh, hot meals that are prepared right here at ATOP. And so however the Lord leads you today, we hope that you will heed his voice and that you will put faith in action and be consistent in this season. Somebody say amen. And even if you're here today and you've been seeking a place where you want to place your membership, a place where you want to be actively involved, where you can use your gifts, ATOP is a great place to be planted, and we're going to use you even in this place, and we're going to put you to work. Somebody say amen. But you know, it's our constant prayer for laborers to come, because the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. And so this morning, if you're here and you want to come in an attitude of surrender, say, Pastor, I want to come and be a part of what you're doing here at Anointed Temple of Praise. Won't you come right now? Give me your hand and give God your heart. Don't procrastinate. Don't wait. Tomorrow is not promised. But come while the blood is yet running warm in your veins. Won't you come? Won't you come? Give one of these officers your hand. But more importantly, give God your heart. And then even during this Advent season, if you're contemplating and thinking about rededicating your life and you say, well, I'll just wait till the end of the year and New Year's Eve and New Year's Day to rededicate my life, don't wait. Do it today. If you're here today, you're already saved. You are already giving your life to the Lord. And you want to rededicate your life to the Lord today and for the furtherance of his kingdom, won't you come today? Give me your hand and give God your heart. Won't you come? Won't you come? Pastor, I really want to just be involved in ministry at a deeper level. And I heard what you said. I heard the appeal that went forth. I want to be involved in that. If that's you, then you want to be involved. You want to be engaged. Won't you come? Won't you come? Give me your hand. Give God your heart. Boy, this praise team sings. If you're interested in prayer and you carrying a heavy load, we saw what happened just this past week. People can be around you and you think they're full of joy and energy and excitement. And the next thing you know, that they're gone. But listen, let me encourage you today. If you need prayer, we want to pray with you and pray for you. We're not trying to get into your business. We're not trying to find out all of that. We just want to pray and intercede with you, touch and agree with you, and believe God for what you believe in God to do in your situation. If that's you today, come. We want to pray with you and pray for you.
It could have been me outdoors with no food and no clothes, all left alone without a friend or just another number with a tragic end. But you didn't see fit to let none of these things be, 'cause every day by your power you keep on keeping me. Lift your hands and say, thank you, Lord, for all this morning. It could have been me outdoors with no food and no clothes, all left alone without a friend or just another number with a tragic end. But you didn't see fit to let none of these things be, and every day keep on keeping me. And we want to tell him, thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. Hey, could have been me. Could have been me outdoors with no food and no clothes. Oh, left alone without a friend.
Hallelujah. Somebody tell the Lord thank you. Say thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. What a mighty God we serve. Somebody say glory to God. Well, even as we prepare to come to the close of this service, we're certainly blessed by his birth, and we're blessed to be a blessing. And you're already blessed because God continues to sustain you in this season. Somebody say amen. We want to prepare now for a time of giving, for we know that God indeed loves a generous giver, hilarious giver. He doesn't want us to give grudgingly, wishing we had held back. For the word of the Lord reminds us that to whom much is given, much is required. And we know that you can't beat God's giving no matter how hard you try. But the more you give, what will happen? The more he'll give to you. So just keep on giving even today, because it's really true. You can't beat God's giving no matter how hard you try. Many of you have already placed your gifts in the boxes as you were coming in. There's a box in the rear of the sanctuary. You're welcome to go to that box, or you can place your gift in the chest that Brother Mark is holding today. So let's stand to our feet at this time as we prepare to make our way either to the box in the rear or the chest that Brother Mark has here. And there's information on the screens that will direct us to a secure site. If you want to give online, you're welcome to do that at this time. Go ahead and just press your way if you want to give today.